Once again, we say welcome aboard. It's good to be with you at this time, Brother Munn speaking. Our program here called A Fisherman's 5-Minute Look at the Book. This week in the book of 1 John, 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9, a verse that if you probably read your Bible much, you probably know not only where that verse is at. I just said it where it was, 1 John 1, 9, but you know what the verse says. 1 John 1, 9 is kind of like John 3, 16. It's kind of like 1 John 5, 13, or kind of like Romans 10, 13. It's one of those little verses that we memorize. It's so good. And it talks about what to do with sin. Uh-oh. We've talked about sin this week and what to do with sin. First of all, if we're part of this modern world, this modern society, we're not even to be using that word anymore. We're to use the word maybe error or fault or mistake or failure, you know? The word sin just sort of leaves a bad taste in the mouth of people. But when we come to the Bible, and the Bible is the authority on all matters of faith and practice, you know, we just have to look at things as God looks at them. And the Bible says all unrighteousness is sin. If it's not right, it's wrong. If it's wrong, it's a sin. And what am I to do with it this week? 1 John 1, 9, we've had the verse to just address and give us the answer. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You confess it, He'll forgive it, and then He'll provide for you a perfect cleansing. We've seen this week a bold profession. Verse 8, it says, if we say we have no sin, I've met people that said they have no sin. It says we deceive ourselves, a self-deceiver. It's one thing to have somebody to fool you, but my friend, if you've deceived your own self, then you find yourself in a false position. It says the truth is not in you. If the truth is not in you, we think about God. What is God? Truth? Then I understand Isaiah 59, 2. Your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid His face from you. No truth, all right? We think about being in an area where there's no light, a false position. The necessary confession we saw yesterday, if we confess our sins, if we confess our sins, if we confess our sins, that's the problem with some people. I've talked to folk, and of course, as I look out my eyes at other people, and I can look at a lot of other people and say, I tell you what, boy, they are guilty of some horrible sins. It's hard to see it in your own life, is it not? You know? It's hard to have a consciousness of sin. An old warden said one time, I've said it over and over this week, he said the hardest job is to convince men that they've done wrong. All right? If we confess our sins, then it says He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. There's complete absolution. He is faithful and just to forgive. Confession must be to God, because God alone can forgive. I challenge you to find me any verse of Scripture in the Bible that can show you where a man can forgive your sins or give you absolution. I mean, you walk in a box, no matter what you call a particular person, my friend, we can confess these things to other people. Other people can pray for us, but they cannot absolve you of this sin. Only God, if we confess our sins, He is faithful. And look at the He in light of verse 1, verse 2, verse 3, verse 4. And it has to do with God and His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. It says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Forgiveness is in the hands of God. I'm glad today have complete absolution. Now, I'll tell you, here's a good admonition here in chapter 2 and verse 1. It says, my little children, these things I write unto you, that you sin not. All right? We do not fear sin as we should. We need to look at it as the Son of God looked at it. But there's always a gracious provision. It says in even chapter 2 and verse 1, it's like 1 John 1, 9. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. A gracious provision. An advocate. A defense attorney, one who defends us. The devil takes and brings an accusation. And I said, I found safety in the blood, Your Honor. And I have. We think about verse 7. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. There's safety in the blood. What are we to do with sin if we confess? Until next week, Fisherman saying goodbye.